It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. March 19th, 1973, Konami Company is established. It was a leading developer and publisher of many popular anime series, slot machines, toys, trading cards, and video games. Frogger, Scramble, and Super Cobra are some examples. 1981, two workers die of asphyxiation and three others are injured during a nitrogen purge amidst preparations for a ground test of the Space Shuttle Columbia. 1985, IBM announced that it would discontinue the PC Junior as the computer had failed to meet sales expectations. 1990, Apple Computer released the Macintosh 2FX, featuring a 40 MHz Motorola 68030 processor, 4 MB of RAM, expandable to 128 MB, and system 6.0.5. Prices started at $9,000. 1996, Toshiba, a member of the consortium that invented the DVD disc format, released its model SD3000 DVD player, which became the first consumer player on the market. 1997, Apple Computer formally unveils the 20th anniversary Macintosh computer, featuring a flat panel metal and leather design, FM radio and television tuner, Spectrum sound system with subwoofer, and a bunch more for $7,500. Also in 1997, Time Warner files a suit against CompuServe seeking $3.5 million for removing Time Magazine's online content in the middle of a two-year contract. And the website of Cyber Promotion was hacked by BOFH. 1998, Sega president Shiro Irumanji is quoted in a press conference as saying, "We believe that although we're losing money selling hardware, we thought we could recover by selling games. It worked in Japan, but not in the U.S. Also in 1998, the U.S. Coast Guard personnel database was wiped out by disgruntled employee. Former Coast Guard employee Shakunla Devi Singla entered a personnel database she had helped design. And 1999, SNK released the Neo Geo Pocket color handheld video game system in Japan. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. You know you want a drone. You're a techie kind of person. You like to have fun outdoors, and it is getting warmer now. It's kind of like when you were a kid and you got that first RC car, except this one flies. Connect the camera and record around your house. You can go to your park and put together some great videos of your kids playing ball, flying kites, and more. You can even get the ball or the kite's perspective. If you go over to geekazine.com/DJI, geekazine.com/DJI, you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom 2. It's the one that I have and use all around Madison here. Then go out to the park and have yourself some fun. Geeky fun with DJI Technologies and the Phantom 2 drone. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2001, Intel released the 750 MHz mobile Celeron, featuring a level 2 cache and 100 MHz front-side bus. Palm unveiled the Palm M500 computer, featuring a 33 MHz Motorola Dragon Ball VZ processor, 160 resolution monochrome display, and more for $400. Palm also introduced the Palm M505 handheld computer for $449. 2002, version 6.2.2 of Netscape Internet Suite was released. 2003, Dr. Brian Roddenbush of the Wheeling Jesuit University released a study entitled Effects of Video Game Play on Pain Threshold and Tolerance. Also in 2003, version 0.2 release of the desktop Light Linux or Deli Linux was released. And Yahoo announced the completion of the acquisition of Inktomi, a leading provider of software for internet service providers. 2004 version 1.0 of the Qi Linux operating system was released, and version beta 4 of SkyOS operating system was also released. 2007, Google acquires Adscape, an in-gaming advertising company, for $23 million. And JustinTV, the live video blogging site, goes live. 2008, Sun begins distributing Ubuntu Linux with their servers. And after the appeal process, Google loses the Gmail trademark to appeal in Europe. The Gmail trademark was owned by a German businessman, and Google couldn't use Gmail in Germany, so they used Google Mail. 2009, Microsoft launched Internet Explorer 8. YouTube gets permission to stream the NCAA games. ESPN, AOL, Yahoo, and Sports Illustrated also have deals to stream the first round. Also in 2009, Google makes 500,000 books available online for Sony e-readers. Google Street View launches in the UK and the Netherlands. Cisco acquires Pure Digital, the creator of Flip Video Camera, for $590 million. Carol Bartz retires from the Intel Alex board. And TomTom countersues Microsoft for patent violations. And in 2013, Apple released iOS 6.1.3 after a bug was found getting around Apple's lock screen. And Microsoft was being probed by federal regulators on bribery allegations for foreign software contracts. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.